This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Despite repeatedly denying it, Iran has admitted it mistakenly shot down a Ukrainian jetliner when the plane was misidentified as hostile shortly after taking off from Tehran's international airport. All those aboard were killed. Iranian officials say it was a case of human error and a catastrophe. President Hassan Rouhani has offered his condolences to the families of victims and ordered all responsible departments to, quote, take any necessary measure to compensate for their loss. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called for an investigation into the Iranian army to place guilt, and a military statement said those responsible for the shoot-down would be prosecuted. Here's AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Iran has released a statement saying its military unintentionally shot down a Ukrainian jetliner, killing all 176 people on board, including 82 Iranians and at least 63 Canadians. The statement released Saturday morning says human error led to the shootdown. The Boeing 737, operated by Ukrainian International Airlines, went down just after takeoff from Tehran. The crash occurred just hours after Iran launched the barrage of missiles at bases housing U.S. forces in Iraq. Iran denied for several days that a missile had downed the jetliner. I'm Mike Gracia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said today he expects what he called a full admission of guilt from Iran and more, including the return of victims' bodies, the payment of compensation, and official apologies through diplomatic channels. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is in Moscow for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. It was expected they would focus on the Iran crisis. Both Germany and Russia have called for de-escalation following the U.S. targeted killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani and Tehran's retaliatory airstrikes on two military bases in Iraq, which put American lives in jeopardy. Putin hosts Merkel shortly after returning from a trip to Damascus, Syria this week, his second visit there since Russia intervened in 2015 to aid President Bashar al-Assad in Syria's civil war. From Washington, this is VOA News. Vote counting is underway on Taiwan, where people cast their ballots today in presidential and legislative elections. 63-year-old Tsai Ing-wen is heavily favored to win a second presidential term. She's known for taking a tough line toward Beijing, which considers Taiwan a breakaway Chinese province. North Korea says it will not resume nuclear talks unless the United States unconditionally accepts its demands. It's the latest sign Pyongyang intends to take a hardline stance in 2020. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul, South Korea.
North Korea has wasted its time talking with the U.S. for more than a year and a half. That from a senior North Korean foreign ministry official Saturday. Although North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's relationship with U.S. President Donald Trump remains not bad, the official said Kim won't make a decision based on his personal feelings. For talks to resume, the North Korean diplomat said the U.S. must unconditionally accept our demands. He didn't say what those demands were, but North Korea regularly complains about U.S. and international sanctions, as well as joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises and weapons sales. U.S.-North Korea talks have been stalled since early 2019. The North is now sending strong signals that things will not improve anytime soon. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Bushfire conditions on Australia's east coast have eased somewhat, and authorities say they expect at least a week of milder weather. Among the fire stories being reported from Australia, one of the lesser known, perhaps, is what is happening to animal life in the fire zones. It's a sad situation, as Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Bushfires have had a terrible impact on Australia. Lives have been lost, hundreds of homes destroyed, and vast areas of land incinerated. The disaster has also had catastrophic consequences for animals. Images of badly burnt koalas, Australia's famous furry marsupials, have come to define the severity of the fire emergency. The University of Sydney has estimated that more than a billion mammals, birds and reptiles, as well as hundreds of billions of insects, have died in the fires. Experts have warned that for some species, we're looking at imminent extinction. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Once again, our top story this hour. After days of emphatic denials in the face of growing evidence, Iran admits it did shoot down a Ukrainian jetliner when it was tragically misidentified as hostile shortly after taking off from Tehran's international airport. Iranian officials say it was a case of human error and a catastrophe. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.